And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and as they say, summer is a-coming in, and that always means in Wisconsin a chamber music festival from the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, one of whose founders and main practitioners is here in the form of Jeffrey Sykes. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Norm.
And razzle-dazzle pianist and personality, and also behind the, we won't go into great detail, but the colorful naming of these concerts, and they take place each weekend, essentially June 14 through 16, June 21 through 23, and June 28th through 30th in various parts of South Central Wisconsin.
Yes, so this Friday we have at 7:30 we're at the Playhouse at Overture Center in Madison. Saturday night we're also with a different program at the Playhouse at Overture, 7:30. And Sunday we are at Taliesin in the Hillside Theater at 2:30 and at 6:30, two different programs out in Spring Green. And then we continue the pattern in future weeks. Sometimes there are little variations.
And speaking of variations, quite a variety of music, quite a variety of composers represented. And how do you go about, you know, Jeffrey, choosing what you're going to perform in the course of a summer's offerings?
Well, we always have some kind of thematic programming going on. And this year, we have so many wonderful artists that come from all around the country and all around the world to perform with us in the summer. Many of them are our audience favorites. We decided to name a couple of programs after some favorite returning artists. So we tried to pick pieces that would, you know, showcase their personalities. For example, we have a program that's this weekend on Friday night called Fontenot of Youth, named for our wonderful cellist Jean-Michel Fontenot. And we're featuring music that was written by composers in their youth. And we have Jean-Michel is playing the very beautiful Elegy of Fauré for cello and piano, very beautiful piece that Fauré wrote when he was quite young. And pieces by Lily Boulanger, who was a great composer who
and
died
was,
very young.
Yes, it was young all her life.
Young all her life. A trio by Ned Roram. Was written in his youth, a trio for flute, cello, and piano that features Jean-Michel really, really brilliantly, and a great piano trio of the perpetually youthful Joseph Haydn.
Certainly, yes, young in spirit through all 104 symphonies and X number of string quartets and all of that.
Absolutely.
Yes, always full of energy and good spirits was Haydn. And you have a fair number of CDs to your credit by now, too. How many years has it been?
This is our 28th season. Hard to believe, but 28th season.
And this probably goes back at least 20 years.
At least.
Yeah, this particular CD, yeah. Which is, what is it called? It's covered up here.
That's our fifth anniversary CD.
Fifth anniversary CD, that's right. All right, and on it, we're going to hear some of this, is your clarinet trio by Aram Khachaturian,
right.
Which is wonderfully colorful stuff. And so this would feature you as the pianist.
Yes, I'm the pianist for this. And Frank Almond, who is the concertmaster of the Milwaukee Symphony, plays violin. Mm-hmm. And we have a Grammy Award-winning clarinetist, Doris Hall Gulati, who is the clarinet soloist.
And this is the middle movement of that Khachaturian trio, Allegro, Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Thank you.
was the pianist in that, Jeffrey. You had your hands full. That's a lot of dizzying speed and rhythm there in that allegro from the Cacciatore and clarinet trio.
It's a fun piece to play.
Now, these Bach Dancing Dynamite Society performances upcoming, you're very modular, you bring in, you know, a variety of performers playing a variety of instruments. Have you had accordion yet?
Well, we're having an accordion player this weekend. Thank you for that lead-in, Norm. We have this incredible accordion player. Actually, he plays the Bayan. It's the Russian accordion. He's a Russian guy living in Milwaukee, Stas Vinglevsky. An amazing accordion player and an amazing musician, quite honestly.
It's a popular instrument around here. I mean, I've mentioned, you know, there's going to be an accordion player at this concert or that. And really, people say, wow, okay.
Yeah, he's really something. He is playing some music that's originally written for accordion together with other instruments, including this very beautiful piece by this Russian composer, Efrem Podgaitz, a name I did not know.
It's not a household name. It may eventually become one, but there's so many of these Eastern European composers who are coming to light in the West after 60, 70 years.
Exactly.
More,
exactly. So this is a piece for cello and accordion. It's incredibly beautiful, just haunting piece. He's also doing a number of his own compositions, polkas and
polka
such.
Polka on the accordion, what a concept.
What a concept. and arrangements of Russian and Ukrainian folk tunes that are fantastic. He's a wonderful arranger and a wonderful composer. We're also doing, on Saturday night, we do a big set of Latin pieces with him, famous tangos and other Latin favorites that people will love, and they're super fun to play, super fun to listen to. He's a great entertainer as well as being a marvelous musician.
So it seems it's often the case with accordion players. It's part of the deal. Let's go back in time again. Stolen Moments. These are transcripts of works by Brahms featuring you, Jeffrey Sykes, and flutist Stephanie Jutt, the co-founder of Bach Dancing Dynamite Society.
Co-director and co-founder.
And in this instance, you are playing these transcriptions of works by Brahms. See, were these originally violin?
Clarinet sonatas.
Oh, these are the clarinet sonatas.
The two clarinet sonatas.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the first movement of the second one. These are very late works by Brahms, Opus 120. And this is the first movement, Allegro Appassionato, from the sonata in F minor by Brahms. Thank you. flutist there was Stephanie Judd, and she was the one who transcribed the clarinet and piano sonatas of Brahms, and that was the first movement of the sonata in F minor. The pianist, my guest today, Jeffrey Sykes, comes around kind of like Halley's Comet, you know, every summer in this case, though, with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And it occurs to me, June 14th, that's tomorrow.
June 14th is tomorrow,
that's
Friday night.
Your first concert.
Yes.
That's the one at the Playhouse?
At the Playhouse at Overture at 7:30. It's a program called Fontenot of Youth that features the wonderful cellist Jean-Michel Fontenot and this great accordion player, Stas Wenglewski. That program is repeated at Taliesin on Sunday at 2:30. Then on Saturday night, we have a different program called Quadruple Axel, named for the violinist Axel Strauss, great violinist. Mm-hmm. Naumburg winner. Stas Wenglewski, the accordion player, is also playing on that. That's Saturday night at 7:30 at the Overture Center and Sunday at 6:30 at Taliesin.
That's a handful. I'm surprised you're still here. You should be, you know, rushing off frantically, making preparations.
Absolutely, but, yeah.
All will be well when the time comes, if the last 28 years is any indication.
We have a good track record.
Thank you. And you're also very entertaining. Setups for the pieces.
We have a lot of fun.
And things going on, too. We can't go into detail there, but lots of things. It's not just a performance. It's a show.
It's a show.
And thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us, Norm.
See you next time the comet's in town.
For sure. We'll try to swing by.
See what you can do.